It's that time of the show where we cross to the very wonderful Tony Thompson in the 4CA newsroom. Tony, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Love Fridays. And some good news on the COVID-19 vaccine front today. Let's hope so anyway. Manufacturing of the first coronavirus vaccine for Australians will start in Melbourne next week. That's according to Prime Minister Scott Morrison. He's revealed that the AstraZeneca and the CSL have announced two more vaccine agreements, taking Australia's deal total to four now. And it's understood the arrangements will have the process beginning next week, but the vaccines will become available over the course of next year, starting in quarter one. So some good news. Let's hope it all works out and we can, you know, knock this COVID-19 on the head, which has caused so much havoc worldwide.
And I think it's great, Tony, that it's being manufactured here in Australia. I think that's great news for our country.
Yeah, exactly. And they're starting to, you know, they're starting the process overseas. This is what they're saying. But as it, you know, goes out, we'll have some locally made supplies as well. So that's good for our industry here in Australia too.
Fantastic. Now to our roads and some new technology hitting the streets, I understand.
Yeah, well, a mobile phone detection camera trial is now underway in the far north. One of the cameras is located on the Kennedy Highway near Kuranda. It uses artificial intelligence software to detect whether someone's using a mobile phone illegally or failing to wear their seatbelt. But they say since the trial began in Queensland, about 8,500 drivers have been busted for being on their mobile phone and 1,600 motorists not wearing their seatbelt, and that's since July. So there you go. But a bit of a reminder here not to get on the mobile phone. And I know some people, you know, it's difficult to do, but you could cop hefty fines of up to $1,000 and 4 demerit points if caught by police.
Well, it's crazy, isn't it? Like, it shows our addiction to mobile phones, where you can't not look at your phone for 5 or 10 or 15 minutes while you're driving. Or, I mean, you see people stopped at traffic lights checking their phone. It's like, guys, come on, check the phone
exactly
when you finish driving.
I know. And, you know, years ago we didn't have them. We lived without them pretty much. But just, you know, hearing that ting or that sound of your mobile phone, do you need to look every single time, particularly when you're driving? It's a bit of a dangerous thing to do.
That is exactly right. Now, to finish us off with your news wrap, Tony, tell us about some fire danger approaching us all.
Yeah, well, this is pretty serious. A very high fire danger in place for the North Tropical Coast and Tablelands. That's today and tomorrow. The Weather Bureau says it's due to these hot, dry, windy conditions, which could, you know, make potentially an absolutely enormous bushfire. But the warning comes, of course, days after the Palm Cove fire this week. And the fireys, they're telling locals to have that plan in place in case of a bushfire. And for the bushfire survival plan, if you want to do one, just go to the QFES webpage and it can help you go through the process.
And so important, as you said, as the fiery said, to be prepared. Better to be prepared than be caught short. Really scary stuff, these massive bushfires in this day and age. Tony Thompson, a pleasure as always in the 4CA newsroom. Have a wonderful weekend.
No probs.